Hey, thank you for tuning in to Sipping with Sisters. I am Jasmine.
I'm Sierra.
And I'm Monique.
And we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. Our first segment is Sip Sip, which we're going to tell you what is on our drink menu. I will start. I am drinking Absolut Vodka, some Sprite, and a little bit of lime. And it's good. I mean, I drink anything. I drink... No, I wouldn't. But yeah, that's what I'm drinking. That's what I'm drinking. And yeah, I'm about to get bent and we're going to talk our shit. We got some good things in store for y'all. So, Sierra, what you drinking?
I am drinking wine. Some pink Moscato.
Ooh, I was so close to getting that one. I'm drinking the regular Moscato tonight.
I feel like I'm like the dude of the bunch right now. Y'all drinking like lady stuff, and here I am like, oh, I'm drinking some vodka Tuesday.
Well, you know, I'm usually with the tequila, but I just didn't have time to go to the store.
I prefer wine. I'm not going to drink hard liquor during the week by my goddamn self.
So for some reason, wine, I don't know. I feel like wine gets me more bent than just a regular drink of hard liquor. I guess it's because, you know, wine goes with, like, the grown and sexy hand in hand, so you're definitely gonna feel, you know.
This wine make me feel sexy as fuck. Did you ever see that TikTok? That shit is too funny.
Sexy as fuck.
Also, while we're here, I just want to do a little shout out to my cousin Nakaya. It is her 25th birthday and she really loves listening to our podcast.
Yay! So happy birthday, Kaya. Yay! Woo!
I'm pretty sure you said that she was 30.
Oh no, I didn't. She was pissed. I was totally joking. She is 25.
You said she was 30.
I did say she was 30.
She's like, girl, don't be putting all them extra. She's
a lot older than that fucking buck.
No, somebody messaged this girl that me and Nakaya both used to work with. She goes, I literally had to think about when I was born because I know she's not 30.
Like, let me rethink my life. Did I sleep a few years or something?
Exactly. That's too funny. Yeah, but she's 25. She just got married, got a house, and she's doing great. So send her birthday love.
Okay. So, we're giving
birthday shout outs. I had two friends that had birthdays just the other day. Shakira's was the 25th. I don't know why the fuck I said 26th. And Kayla's was the 29th, and then my mom's was the 28th. So,
right. I'm glad you said mommy's because I was definitely finna say, like, how condescending of all of us to get on here and everybody do a birthday shout out, but nobody mentions mommy. She turned the big 50. So,
also,
that's definitely a milestone.
Let's birthday shout out Kerm as well because his birthday was Friday. I don't know how old that nigga is, at least 70, but I'm kidding. No, I think he's almost 70. I think he's about 68. But happy birthday to him too.
That's a blessing all within itself. So happy birthday to everybody who just recently had a birthday and happy early birthday to me.
Yeah. Your birthday coming up?
What? No. I know you lying. We're just going to go ahead and jump into the next segment and act like we didn't hear that. The next segment is... See, what had happened was this motherfucker that lost her goddamn mind because she's talking about my birthday. It is my birthday coming up. What in the... I sent my sisters a birthday list this year of things that I want.
This bitch so said something about a motherfucking... What kind of watch did you ask for?
Oh, the Crayola case?
No, the watch. You asked for a fucking watch.
Oh,
what'd you say, Rolex. Michael Kors?
Yeah, I said baby Rolex or Michael Kors. A baby Rolex.
I don't know who she think we is, her nigga.
Right? Like, I got $4 towards the baby Rolex.
Listen, you never know what you're going to receive unless you ask for it. So if I don't receive it, it's all good. But if I do receive it, it's like, dang, like they really, really fuck with me. Like they really, really fuck with me. So, you know, I just want to.
Even if we fuck with you, no one says the bank account does.
I want to see who's willing to pay half their yearly salary on, you know, on Big Dog. So
I'm gonna tell you right now before you get disappointed, I am not. I'm not.
And you know what? It's okay. But like I said, at least I asked. Closed mouths don't get fed, right?
Exactly. You're right. You are right.
You gonna take this $4 and appreciate it.
You're right. I take, you know, I appreciate a homemade card if that's all you have. I'm not picky by far.
Great. It'll come in the mail by then. It's going to be a macaroni card.
Oh, those are the best. Remember when you were like a little kid and you really didn't have much to give to your mom? So you're like, oh, I made this for you. And then you go give her like some old toys from out of your box or something.
Right?
Wait, but I know
she's sick, but if y'all ever, a nice maid face.
I don't know if y'all listened to the Kevin Hart joint, but he was
I was just thinking that. I didn't ask for these. Well, neither did
he said, he said he gave his son a bunch of handprints.
What in the world?
You didn't see that stand-up?
No, I would have been so devastated.
Oh, yeah, listen, it was hilarious.
It was. He said he was so petty. Listen, I'm that petty.
But yeah, let's go ahead and get into see what happened was. And I guess, you know, for me, we're going to go ahead and talk about what happened throughout our week. But for me, I mean, we've been gone for a little bit, so we're going to touch bases more than a week. You know, we had Thanksgiving, which was pretty nice. The sisters that are on the podcast right now, they didn't come. They weren't able to come, but they live will in a different soon. State. Yeah, you guys live in a different state. But the ones that was nobody. Here, it was super dope. It was fun to have everybody together, all the kids, no drama, you know, well, very little drama and, you know, very little BS. So I was happy about that. I went out a few times this month. With my friend Bree, and we had discovered that not only are we both Sagittarius, but we're like magic sisters. I'm very big on like spiritual and, you know, chakra energy and all that namaste stuff. And I thought like she was like a diehard Christian. So when I found out that she was basically into the same thing, like we just kind of clicked even harder and we've been talking a lot on, you know, throughout the month and stuff like that. And her birthday is actually the 3rd. Mine's is the 9th. So she wants to have like this little party. And then she just kind of like spilled the beans and was like, I want you to be there because, you know, I'm trying to include you into the party. We want your name on the birthday cake and so forth and so on. So I'm like, oh, that's so touching. It's so sweet. Cause you know, it's very seldom that stuff like that happened to you. You know, you just right. basically have a spark with somebody and then they automatically, like her mom, you know, she calls me her daughter and we only met one time. Her sister just adores me and I never met her a day in my life. But like, just like how Bree speaks of me and, you know, how I carry myself and like how much her mom loves me and stuff, like this is just automatically all for it. So I just can't wait to meet them. And then, like I said, she's going to have her little party. Or, you know, her party on the 3rd. I don't want to say little. I don't want to downplay, you know. So, yeah, she's going to have her party on the 3rd. And I'm looking forward to that as well. And we just moved into this house. Well, not just, but like I said, it's been some time since we've been on the podcast. So we moved into the house, a house that we are actually in the process of owning. And it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And I actually kind of manifested it and so did he. So it's pretty weird. Has like a lot of background history as far as like him and, you know, him learning how to play the guitar in his house and so forth and so on. But we're in the process of redoing our bathroom. So that's different. I've never been, you know, like all the houses that we've lived in were rent, like houses that we rented. So we were never really able to like, you know, paint houses, redo this, knock down walls, so forth and so on. And it's messy, but it's fun. I like it. I like it a lot. So yeah, that's what I'm getting into, and that's how everything's been going, basically balled up into a nutshell.
Love that for you. I know owning a house and like I know that is no joke. Like I'm sure you guys are working super hard on Absolutely. Getting it done, especially with the holidays are, you know, coming up. But it's good that you get to make it your way and something that actually feels, you know, like you guys, and that'll right. be, you know, the first thing that'll feel like both of you,
you yeah, because this is actually his first house, period. You know, he's never lived with, you know, I'm like the first girlfriend that he's lived with.
Well, and you're a fiance.
We wound it up going ahead. Well, yeah, I'm not watering down that, but I'm just saying, like, he, like, the first girlfriend he's ever lived with, and then we wound up, of course, getting engaged and stuff. So, this is like another step into the adulthood or the adult life, I like to tell him. So it's definitely not all, you know, flowers and butterflies, but it's worth it. It's worth it.
I'm very excited for you. Very, very excited. Sierra, what's new with you? Is that your way of saying not shit or?
Nothing really. Only thing that I would say is new in my life, what the hell, is that
I'm sorry.
I have a vacation plan to go to Egypt and for New Year's.
Well, that's exciting. And how long are you going to be in Egypt for?
What?
I'm sorry, you went out. How long are you going to be in Egypt for?
What is it? The 29th to the 3rd.
I'm excited for you. Egypt is definitely something that's on, like, I feel like everybody's, like, well, a lot of people's bucket list. Right. You've been to a lot of places, so I'm super excited for you. I can't wait to see the pictures and you tell me how experience go, because I literally live through you when it comes to, like, stuff like that, like going out of the country. I have a phobia of that shit. So when it's time for that, I'm gonna live through you vicariously. Like, so tell me this and tell me that. So I'm excited.
No, you gotta get out there and do it.
I feel like once I finally go skydiving, because he be getting on me a lot about that too, like going, like just facing your fears. But I have a fear of heights all over again. And I didn't before, but now I do.
We all supposed to be jumping out of the plane for my 30th birthday. I don't understand what you mean.
Yeah, but I feel like once I do that, then that'll be a little different. But well, until then.
You got some years to get it together because we're all jumping out of the plane for my 30th birthday. And if you're not going, your child is.
I'll wear that hat loud and proud. Okay.
Yo, you ain't shit. She said, Zara, go jump out of a plane. Well, thank goodness I have no kids. And
that's why you're going 29. Now.
You're just going to be 29 for the rest of your life because I'm not doing it. So
you are?
I'm not.
Or you're banned.
You can't ban me. Anywho.
You don't know my name.
Yo, Tierra is the absolute quickest to never speak to you again. So if she says it, she means it.
Absolutely.
So what's new with me? I got some super exciting news that I've literally just been so excited. And I've been telling everybody. But I have my very, very, very own apartment for, like, the first time ever. I've always had roommates or, you know, I lived with a significant other. But this is my very own first apartment, 2 bedrooms.
Yay!
I have a garage. I have a balcony. It's, like, great. And I'm super, super excited. Me and my dog are very, very happy. My cat, Chicken, will be joining us soon. So, yeah, it's super great. I literally just cook whatever the hell I want. I'm naked all the time. And it's just great. I love it here. So that's what I've been up to. Just working, same old, same old. I had to dye my hair black again, so I'm no longer blonde. It's very devastating. but yeah, that's about it. I have my own apartment, and I'm enjoying every second of it.
Why is it devastating to dye your hair? Was that, like, is it a literal thing, like, blondes literally have more fun?
I mean, I'm Mo. I'll have fun wherever I go. But
I know that's right, girl.
I don't know if it's because my hair has just literally been black for my whole entire life. I've never dyed it, never bleached it. Maybe it was something that was different that I just really, really loved. Like, you can obviously, like, I'm a black woman. We change our hair 1,000 times, but, like, I've never had a different color, and I've definitely never been, like, super fucking bald before.
What's the next color you want to try?
Low key. I'm going to just stick to wigs if I'm going to change my hair color because it just, it fucked up my hair so bad. Like, the bleaching was just, it was, that's why I had to dye it back black, because the bleaching was just ruining my hair so bad. So if I do want to do a different color, I'm going to just stick to the wigs, and that's just what it's going to be.
I'm going purple next.
Purple. Oh, I did like you when you had blue hair.
So let me just address something really quick. I don't know what it is, but I feel like literally everybody has red hair right now. My hair is red. Like, you know, 4 or 5 other people that are really close within, you know, his family, their hair is red.
It's a fall color. Red.
like, and I think I'm like, is that what it is? A fall
color? Is it bright red or is it like a burgundy?
Well, mine's is more of a copper red. Theirs are definitely more red, like a blood red or a brighter red, like fiery or hot Cheeto red. But I've just been seeing it everywhere, and I'm just like, what is going on? Why is everybody wearing red hair? Did I miss something?
The copper color is definitely a fall color.
Right now.
But somebody said something about Cheetos, and I don't know if y'all noticed or not, but apparently there is a fucking hot Cheeto shortage.
What?
Oh, I didn't notice that, but I did notice that they be having them little chili lime Cheetos. I'm like, who even wants those? Like,
apparently there is a hot Cheeto shortage. I just learned that about 2 hours ago.
And I think that that's because they're supposed to be changing the cheese dust on the actual product. Did y'all know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's not going to taste the same. I feel like they change a lot of stuff without necessarily telling people.
And that's what somebody was saying. They were like, would y'all even notice the difference if they changed the cheese dust on like Cheetos or Doritos? Like, because they're all made by Frito-Lay. So they're asking like, would we even know the difference? I'm like, I think I would know the difference.
I think that you like, do you ever taste something you like just don't taste like it used to?
Because right.
They do be changing things and not like necessarily saying that they're changing things or add like they.
Oh, wait, I forgot to add something. I forgot to add something of what's new with me. I know we totally passed it already, but I got to tell everybody because I'm so excited. Obviously not, because I don't think I've ever told you guys this, but I'm like a huge musical fan. I'm a huge Broadway fan. I love it all. And I bought tickets to go see Hamilton, and I'm super, 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 super excited. It was a big Broadway show back in 2016. And they're going on tour again. So I'm going to North Carolina to watch it, and I'm super excited.
All right. Well, I know you like Hamilton and plays and all that stuff. So, I'm happy for you, but I don't give a damn about no damn Hamilton.
I like plays.
I like plays too, but not Hamilton. Oh no, that makes me feel like I should be eating escargot or, you know, like, I don't know, something of that nature, like paying $1,000 for like a leaf and some damn black oil smeared across my plate or something. I don't know. But Hamilton's very snooty, and that's right up Monique's alley. So
it is not snooty. And I'm not snooty.
So you're not snooty. I'm not going to say that. You're definitely not snooty. It's just like for people that enjoy the finer things of life, I'm one of them people that's like, put me in the hood. I'm more comfortable there. Like, put me in the ghetto. I'm more comfortable there than I am in the suburbs.
I'm not going to say that.
said no heart.
Technically speaking, I'm capping like a motherfucker because I'd be mad as fuck if I'm
in the hood. Like, I'd just be looking at shit like, how ghetto are you talking? Are you talking Kensington and Philadelphia? Because no, baby.
That's why I was just like, technically I'm capping, because we never really grew up in a project. We never grew up in like the hood per se. Our family's just, well, not our family even. It's your mom.
Not even ours.
She's just, you know, a bit too ratchet. So
yeah, no, I can thrive anywhere. So it doesn't matter where you put me. Just kidding. Taking public transportation in Philly was the worst thing that ever happened to me. I ain't never gone back.
First of all, there was a time where Monique was at Dunkin' Donuts when Claudia worked there, and he said how they throw the donuts away at the end of the day. And this was in Center City. So she's like, why don't you just give them to a homeless man? So she walked out the door and came back in 10 seconds later. Like, that's why you don't go out there and try to give stuff to homeless people.
Oh my gosh, yes. I was like, hey, you want a donut? And he was like, he was on some freak shit. I just came right back in. I ain't never done that.
Wait, what did he say? Like, freak shit, like creepy, or freak shit, like freak shit?
Like, freak shit trying to, like, have homeless sex or something.
Like, boy, I'm about to say, boy, like, you're homeless. Where are you going to take me?
But it was so funny because she said it so, I think you should just go out there and give them the donuts. and she walked out with so much pride. And it didn't last long. She came right back in the store. When I say she didn't last 30 seconds outside the door.
Oh, my goodness. Poor baby. Poor baby.
Yeah, no.
I learned my lesson a long time ago to not even be nice to homeless people. So I just try not to even go there.
But it's not necessarily just homeless people. You know, it'd be a lot of people with untreated mental health out there.
That's so true. Like, you know, they're not even necessarily homeless. They're just on drugs.
They're just crazy.
Yeah.
It's just they just sick.
Yeah. Well, we can go ahead and hop on to the next topic. It's Say What, which is our hot topic. We're going to go ahead and talk about something that's been going viral. It's a viral video. I'm just going to explain it for those who have not seen it or seen any of the videos. The guy's name is Dre Hughes, and he is from Flint, Michigan. And so basically the videos consist of a lot of domestic violence and stuff going on. The video that is going on right now or going viral right now is him and his I don't want to say baby mama, but the mother of his kids and him, they're going back and forth. They're physically fighting. The kids are inside of the house. Well, the kids are actually in the room during the fight. She's pregnant at the time of them fighting. And so she's basically asking him to give her phone back. He went live on Facebook, which is what he does often, and he causes a lot of ruckus and so forth and so on. So he was going live on Facebook, and he wanted to use her phone for background music. And she was tired. She just didn't want to deal with it, so she was trying to lay down. She was telling him, like, give me my phone. And he just wanted to play the music, didn't want to give her the phone. So they got the, you know, fighting physically back and forth, and it just turned real ugly. It went viral, you know, and a lot of people felt bad for him because they were only seeing clips of the video where, you know, she was basically beating on him, and he's just like, you know, nonchalant, listening to the music, just keep on, like, you know, talking to the audience and so forth and so on, not really engaging in her and her anger, her attitude. So a lot of people automatically took and felt bad for him. So this guy, he went and set up a GoFundMe account for $10,000. And it was just basically him asking, you know, the public and the people that cared and his fans to donate to him getting out of his baby mama's house and getting away from her and taking the children and just moving on to a better life. And people are falling for it. They're actually giving him money.
I see it. It was $25.
Oh, well, she said something. She said, well, okay, well, people are sending him $25 on the GoFundMe account.
No. The last time I seen.
What do you mean?
So my whole,
like, it was only $25 that was raised so far.
Okay. Well, he's only raised $25 so far. But the fact that he has, like, thousands and thousands of viewers, he went live earlier today, and he had, like, about 4,000 or 5,000 people watching him. And he was just, like, you know, it was him at his auntie's house, probably in the project somewhere, and it sounded pretty empty. I mean, I'm not just saying that to be an asshole. Like, I know, like, that area when I see it. So when they went outside, like, that's what I see. But he was in the house of the auntie, and they were just, like, dancing, and, you know, the aunt's, like, talking a lot of shit to the audience, and people were telling her, like, oh, why don't you take that energy to his baby mom, da-da-da. Like, he's, like, showing the stab marks he has from her and the bite marks that he got from her. And it's just, like, a lot of toxicity. At this point, like, he's getting so much, like I said, he's getting so much clout from it. He done made his own logo, which is, like, Toxic Dre. And yeah, I'm not even going to state my opinion. I just wanted to let you guys know what's going on before they go ahead and state their opinion, and then I will go last. So who wants to go ahead?
I think that it's a fucking mess and it's a joke. Like, people like toxic shit. I think that he is just as toxic. I've seen a couple of videos, and I don't know why people, like, a lot of people was laughing at the fact that she was hitting him, but they don't have that same kind of energy when it's a man hitting a woman. And I think that's the first problem. because I don't feel, I feel like people should stop putting their hands on each other.
I agree.
I think that women have a problem putting their hands on men and then cry victim. But I also feel like he's in that relationship because he liked toxic shit. He is definitely a toxic man. There was something about on there where he was like, yeah, did I threaten you? Yeah, but you could have left. Something stupid like that. But it's just like in all the videos, he does shit to trigger her, or he just wants to be toxic. And then it looks like they fight all the time. It actually looks like that's probably how they lead to sex. But the main issue is that people don't realize that them fighting in front of their children is going to impact them, and they think that that's okay. I personally, it is really bad for me to say this, but I don't have any type of sympathy for people who choose to be in domestic situations. And honestly, he's choosing it. And the whole GoFundMe thing is a fucking joke. Because go get some money, you're a grown-ass man, go get a job and get your own house and get out of it. Because there's also some financial shit that's happening in their relationship. Because she keeps saying how she's paying for everything and blah, blah, blah. I just think that the whole situation as a whole is just a freaking mess. And that's what's wrong with a lot of people these days. They think that's cute. You think that that's okay for you to be putting that on social media so you can get clout off of it. Nothing about it is cute. Nothing at all.
Right.
And that's what that's the problem. That's what's wrong with a lot of people. I could go on for days, but I'm going to stop because let me tell you. No, ma'am.
Monique?
Why don't you just tell your opinion?
Okay, so, I mean, I heard you say something about, you know, about the whole situation of, like, women putting their hands on men. Like, I honestly feel like, especially nowadays, even though it's not necessarily right, like, especially nowadays because everything is so equal and to the point where, like, the woman might possibly be seen as the superior one nowadays, it's unfair to think that you can put your hands on anybody, whether you're a man and or whether you're a woman, and not get hit back. It's just weird.
I could not stress that enough.
It's just weird to even think that. So that within itself. But one thing I did pay attention to is, like, I know a cry for mental help when I see one, and I feel like that's exactly what this is.
For who, him or her?
To be honest with you, for him, because he's the one that's lashing out, he's acting out, you know, he's the one that's going live, creating all these videos and this type of character. And then I've also seen some videos when it's not just him, her and him, but he was fighting a dude and he basically had the same demeanor. Like, this guy was way bigger than him and he was just, like, you know, getting all up in his shit, bobbing and weaving, and, like, even though his hits really wasn't sticking, it's just, like, the demeanor that he has was even towards, you know, a man. So somebody can't necessarily say, oh, he just does this to women. He does it to men as well. So for some people, I feel like what I feel like the problem may be is, you know how people feel like, some people feel like if you don't physically abuse them, then you don't really love them. And that's what I feel like this is. Like, it's...
I never understood why people have that mindset.
And that literally comes from when you're a kid, right? And you're probably already a good kid. And who knows, there may be some other siblings in the house, or your parents may just be too busy to actually pay attention to you. So when you do all this good shit and you don't get praise for it, it makes you feel like, what's the point of me doing this good shit? But if I do something bad and I get my ass whooped, or if I say something stupid and you smack me upside my head, that's still a form of attention. A child needs attention. So whether it's positive or negative, they really don't understand that as a child. But when you get older, if that's all you see, your mom beating on your dad, or your, you know, vice versa, or the same thing, they just beat it upon each other, or you are, you know, constantly being beaten up by your siblings or by your parents, that becomes a reality in your relationship, to the point where, like, if somebody's trying to, you know, be positive towards you or really love you in a positive way, you don't really understand that. You can't reciprocate that. It doesn't resonate with you, basically, because you weren't taught that way. That's not your form of love. You know, somebody will beat your ass and literally tell you, I'm about to beat your ass because I care. If I didn't beat your ass, I wouldn't care. So when you get older, you become in a relationship, it's basically the same thing. If somebody not smack you upside your head, if that's your form of love or something like that, then you feel like that person doesn't love you. Or if you're not beating on them, then you feel like you don't care about them. So, I mean, I understand it, but I don't agree with it. Because at the end of the day, ain't nobody finna put their goddamn hands on me.
I don't understand, nor do I agree.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So, sorry, I went out there for a little bit when it was my turn to talk. I'm sorry. Okay. But, no, they both need their ass beat. Number one.
They are getting their ass beat.
But the era, no ma'am. So number one, so I actually saw the video first of you know, her beating him. I saw that video first. Even when I saw that video, I didn't trust that nigga. I did not trust him at all. But at the end of the day, bitch, you're not thinking either, because the first thing you should be thinking about is you being fucking pregnant. And if this nigga is sitting there hitting you, and if you can't get it together enough to fucking dip, then like, come on. But I can't, like, that's, I'm just very biased about, not very biased, I don't think that's the right word. I'm conflicted about that, because at the end of the day, I don't know what it feels like to be in an abusive relationship. So I know it's much easier said than done, but I feel as though if you have kids, that should be your most important, you know, factor when you're weighing out decisions. And if you're pregnant and you know this nigga be beating your ass, you should have left.
Second, I mean, I've never been in an abusive relationship either, but I'm just saying, like, from a perspective of people that I know who've been in an abusive relationship, like, the fact that you get angry enough to smack somebody, that to them shows that you care. Now, if you don't get so angry that you don't hit me or you don't physically abuse me when I do something bad, that means you don't care. Like, I get what they're going with that, because it's just like you get so riled up, you get so angry that you just have to physically abuse somebody. That means that you care a lot. For that instance, or for people that live in that predicament, this is not her first child to him. She has a few kids to him. And then even in the video, she goes like, I hate you. I wish I never had kids to you. I should have had kids to David. And he's like, oh, well, you didn't, it's too late, you can't take it back now. Like
stuff. That's just even that she said that particular line because, you know, she said it before and she knows she gets a reaction.
What, but it's probably true, because she said she fucked him while she was pregnant. Yeah, them babies might not even be his.
That's true.
She was doing that to get a fucking reaction.
I don't care. Second off, believe it.
Wait, let me finish my opinion.
Well, you can interrupt the Jasmine if you must.
Okay.
I would say technically, go ahead.
You know what? Go to hell. Anywho, now you made me lose my train of thought. Oh, and then I saw the second video. Oh, okay, yeah. In the first video, he was also like the sad puppy dog face and the eyes. And I'm just like, nigga, I don't trust you. And even in the second video, just all the extra shit, like, oh yeah, I shot up your house. I pointed a gun at you. I threatened I'd kill you, but you should have left. Like, nigga, you don't even need jail. You like need Shutter Island at this point, because like there's no explanation. Like, there's just no explanation for the way it's happening. You have no regard for yourself, no regard for your kids. I'm sure your families are tired of it too if they're around. Like, the whole shit is just very, very, very just selfish, toxic. And I don't know what the new generation and like the obsession with being toxic, but
I don't understand why. And I should wait for, you know, Sierra to get on here, but I don't understand why CPS isn't involved at this point. Like, why nobody didn't take the kids. And not only that, but I also seen a live where, like, yo, he just brutally disrespected his grandma. Like, he just was like screaming at her, like telling her, you don't need to tell me what to do. Like, it was just crazy.
Wait, I didn't see that one.
Yeah. Like, it was like, maybe, like, you just, you know, I be digging, honey. I be digging. But yeah, that was also one of the videos that went viral too. He just like blatantly disrespected his grandma. His grandma was telling him that he needed to fill out a job application because you know, she basically had a connect for him. But in order for him to even get to the interview, he need to fill out the job application. So she's telling him, like, so-and-so called me. You need to go ahead and fill out the job application. And he's like, Grandma, you don't need to tell me what to do. And, you know, I've been doing this for how long? It's why are you even in my business? I'm only here because you heard me making noise. So go back to what you were doing. Like, just all types of crazy stuff. And he was just, like, literally screaming at her. She just tried. Like, she has this, like, soft, very timid, you know, grandmom voice. And he just, like, basing on her. And everybody in the comments just telling him, like, chill out. Like, that's your grandmom. You ain't got to talk to your grandmom like that. And that's just, I don't know. The whole situation's just...
It sounds like a case of not respecting women. But low-key, yeah, it sounds like a case of not respecting women. Like, if you can't even respect your grandma enough when she's just trying to help you and you in her fucking crib... you don't respect women, and let alone you're not going to respect the mother of your fucking kids. And it kind of sounds like you don't really respect yourself. But at the end of the day, when it comes to her, how are... I mean, no, I was about to say some dumbass shit. Hell no, I'm not saying that. Anywho. Anywho. I'm just still... I don't know why I'm so... just so... focused on her, because at the end of the day, you just kind of expect this out of niggas. You expect them to be dumb. You know what I mean? You expect them to not know how to act. And I'm just, like, disappointed. Like, oh, I feel like women are better than that. Like, I mean, I understand wanting to, like, slap somebody to get your fucking point across. But, like, just all that extra hurtful shit and just looking for a reaction and looking for a fight is just, like, too much for me. Like, they need their kids taken away, first of all. Because at the end of the day, I don't trust any fucking body who fights like that in front of their kids. I'm sorry. They need to get their fucking kids taken away to begin with. And they just need to not be together. They need to go.
And then not only that, but like you said, she's pregnant. So, like, if he was doing all that, you can't remove yourself. Like, you can't just go lay down on a couch or something like that. Or, you know, like, obviously he's not right mentally. So the fact that you even went and you're pregnant to this guy again, that's just a huge red flag on your part, your behalf, sis. So yeah, I just hope that they sort their situation out and they get it together. At the end of the day, this is not any type of behavior that anybody here at Sipping with Sisters condone. And we're just very concerned for them, and it's not anything to clout chase about either. Like, acting like an asshole is not, and I think it's pissing me off even more that he literally had, like, 5,000 people watching this. Like, apparently he's been going viral for a very long fucking time. Like I said about the grandmom situation, that happened months and months and months ago. So,
I think she froze out again.
That's stupid. I just want everybody to know that. Anyways,
I don't know if you guys are coughing.
Nobody's coughing. I'm about to literally die, though.
Like I said, this is just a cycle of abuse. Like, him disrespecting his grandma probably ain't nothing new to her. Like, they families know what's up. And, like, that's the sad reality. Like, people really just need to get help. And I think that it's absolute bullshit and people not need to stop pushing the narrative that they expect this from men and that this behavior is okay, or that, oh, if he loves me, he would hit me. Like, stop being fucking victim. I fucking hate
Bro. We're gonna get banned, bro.
Bad ass.
We're gonna get banned.
Okay, no. Wait, can we take a quick intermission? Because I have an important question.
No, hold on. I wasn't done. Anyways, just like you said, when you started feeling sorry for him when you seen the first video, I think that is the problem with so many people that be in domestic situations now, because people love to play victim and be like, oh, he hit me. You hit him first. Like, I would hit you back. And I think that is an issue. Just like I had a situation where a child, what was he, like, 11? His mom told him not to hit a girl. So you know what he did? He threatened her with a gun. But it's the fact that people push the narrative that, oh,
she's probably hitting you because she likes you. That shit starts at a young age. True. People love to say that to children, which is why they get that in their head that if somebody likes them, they'll hit them. They need to stop saying stuff like that because it's not true. It's not true.
But it is true, though. That's the psychological part of it, because literally when the girl do be hitting the boy, that is because she likes
him.
That's
not always true. Sometimes maybe she's a fucking mean ass girl.
Like, maybe she's just fucking mean.
Well, obviously that too. But like, obviously those bullies still grow up to be in relationships and they still be hitting on.
That's not always true. Sometimes
that's because they have a chemical imbalance.
At the end of the day, people really need to stop saying that. Like, sometimes they don't hit you because they love you. And that's why people can't decipher that shit now. And that's it's a cycle that people need to break. Like, stop making it seem like it's okay because of something.
Well,
it's
not. there's a lot of cycles that need to be broke. But I mean, that just comes with, I don't know, life itself of having to break certain cycles. It's never okay to hit anybody. But all that shit literally comes from getting your ass whooped by your master because you won't listen and the rest of y'all obey because master love you and don't want to sell you to somebody worse than him.
Like, okay, we're not going to just say that because domestics isn't just a black thing, and that's not something that only black people.
Well, obviously not. Black people aren't the only people that were slaves either, so we're not going to act like they were. But every a lot of countries enslaved their own kind. Hell, even when we were in Africa, people enslaved Africa.
That's not.
Can I ask my question now?
Sure, Monique.
Okay, so I don't have a measuring cup.
Are you fucking serious? I'm about to quit this fucking podcast right now.
But listen.
I'm not editing this out, by the way.
But listen. The viewers can answer too. Damn. If I have a red solo cup. So here's the thing. I'm trying to make some rice. And it's 1 cup of rice to 2 cups of water. But if I don't know what an actual cup is, can I just fill a whole like solo cup with rice and have that bat be a cup and then fill 2 solo cups up with water.
No!
Would that not be the same? Why not?
Because a solo cup ain't a fucking cup.
But it doesn't matter. It's 2 parts of water to 1 part of rice, no matter how much it is. Does that make sense?
If you're using... Listen, I don't give a fuck. I think this is stupid and I'm hanging up now. Bye.
Honestly, I've been sipping a little too much to even answer some type of fucking question like that. Go ahead, go for it, and tell us what happened. Goddamn,
y'all ain't shit. It wasn't even that damn hard of a question.
You tune into the fact next that episode. You
fucking axed the shit in the middle of something.
Oh, did I chop it down?
In the next episode of Sipping with Sisters, Monique's gonna tell y'all how the hell that shit went because we don't know and we don't give a fuck.
And when I tell y'all that shit just sister. Aggravated me so fucking much, like it's not even funny.
Did she go and say,
literally the worst sisters ever?
I don't care.
Song of the week. Who has a song of the week? Who wants to go first?
Ooh, let me go to my playlist. 1 second. Ooh, okay. Me. So, I've always loved Bruno Mars. I always have. But him and fucking whoever that man is, Anderson .Paak, they really are changing the game with their album. Smoking Out the Window is literally, I sing it all the time in my head. The one that goes like, this bitch got me paying a rent. That one's a great ass song. It's a beautiful song. I mean, it's not a beautiful song. It's not going to make you fucking cry, but it's a dope song. So everybody needs to listen to it. Smoking Out the Window by, ooh, their group name is called like, Silk Sonic. Yes. So Smoking Out the Window by Silk Sonic. Listen.
Never heard it.
Jasmine, did you hear it?
No, ma'am.
Are you guys serious? It's such a great song.
So who's paying your rent?
Right. Is that why you keep listening to it? Are you telling?
I pay my own rent, so I guess I'm talking to myself.
Oh, self-love is the best love.
Shut up, bro.
Not right, when it comes to paying your rent.
Hurt that. Absolutely. I would
rather. If you want a roof over your head, it is. Goddamn.
Yeah, but you said self-love is the best love. Like, I think I would prefer someone else's love when it comes down to that.
Exactly.
I want to spend my money on myself. I don't want to pay for this fucking house.
Heard that. Rent is, I don't know who came up with rent, but it kind of feels like they need their ass beat.
I actually decided that I think I'm going to trade in my house and just live in my car for about a year. You know how much money you save on rent? I figured out why so many people just bums. They don't have their own house, so they don't have to pay rent. It makes a lot of sense. You get to save damn near $10,000. Maybe all more.
Right. So
12,000?
My song of the week is Adele, Easy On Me. It's a good song. And Adele had this really bomb special on Prime, I think it is. Don't quote me on it, but it's out now. And she just talks about her 6-year gap. And this is not no promo, so I ain't going to go too much in it. But yeah, that's my song of the week.
That's a great song of the week because that was going to be my second song. That's a great song. I cry every fucking time because it is so beautiful. She never misses. She never fails. Like,
Did you watch the special?
No, but I saw them get married on the special. Get proposed to, engaged, sorry.
Oh, yeah, that was so cute.
I know.
We're not going to talk about it because there ain't no promo. So, anyways, go into that shit. Sierra.
My song of the week, I kind of got two, but really is You Are My Rock by Beyonce.
That's a good one. I love that song.
Yeah, it's dedicated to my book.
My rock. Boo. Remember Sierra used to be obsessed with My Boo by Alicia Keys?
Oh my gosh.
It's still my song, y'all. So let me tell you.
That and Locked Up by Akon.
Oh my gosh. Still love Lil Wayne to this day. What was the Lil Wayne song? Oh wait, no, wait. If I don't do nothing, I'm a ball. That used to be her shit. And
The clock on the wall.
Let's go and get your money.
Little duffel bag boy. Oh, and my other song of the week is Unsteady by Ambassadors.
Bro, I swore Sierra was going to grow up to be El Chapo.
Yo, the way she used to fucking sing those songs, no fucking cap.
Honestly, I think I was made to be a drug dealer or some shit because this working life ain't for me, baby.
For real though, that shit is hilarious. You used to like all that shit.
And dead ass.
And y'all, I swear to this day, I still do. Like y'all sitting here talking about some Adele and shit. Like I fuck bitches and get money over here. I don't fucking know. Like I'm so drunk. I'm like into so this annoying life. Like when y'all get mad, y'all listen to them sad songs. Those songs. Well, I can't even tell y'all half of the female artists. I listen to shit that make me want to go shoot somebody in the face.
Oh my, no.
It calms me. It calms me.
Again, we're now searching for people to give my fucking sister a hug, cuz
I want a fucking hug. Y'all know I don't like physical contact. Oh my gosh, this shit makes me so uncomfortable.
Oh my goodness.
Like, don't fucking touch me.
This has been a very awkward episode because Sierra is on the edge. Let's go and wrap this up. I mean, I'm kind of scared to even ask. Okay, so anyways, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next topic, which is shoot, marry, and fuck. So we're going to do it this way. Sierra, pick a number between 1 through 16.
No, I'm mad.
Don't be mad. We have a list of three people on each thing and on each line, and you pick the line, and I'm just going to read the name. So go for it.
14.
For 14, this is solely based off of the taste of the product. So we have Papa John's, Domino's, or Pizza Hut. Who would you shoot, marry, or fuck?
Okay, let me go first.
I'm about to smack the shit out of you for this question, too.
You picked 14, so this is what it is.
Okay, so Kill would definitely be fucking dirty-ass, nasty-ass Pizza Hut.
Okay, no. So you would shoot Pizza Hut?
Oh, wait, I said that wrong. No. Kill is nasty-ass, dirty-ass Papa John's.
Gross. So you would shoot Papa John's?
Yes, I would shoot Papa John's. I would marry Pizza Hut, but this is the reason why. I don't know. if it happened to like your town, but I live in a super small town, and they upgraded their menu and they had like different kinds of crust. They had different pastas, I mean, not pastas, sauces. And then they had like a whole bunch of different things. You could pretty much make your own pizzas. You can add drizzles. You can like do a whole bunch of cool shit. And I'm like, hell yeah, that was fun. So I would marry Pizza Hut. And then Papa John, not Papa John's, what was the third one? Domino's. Mm. Domino's is just like, okay, like, I'll fuck you because I like your lava cakes and your bonus things are fine. But everything else just like, bleh. That's my answer.
Okay, that was a good, that was actually good. I like that lineup. That was dope. Okay.
Sierra?
I think it's a stupid ass question. And I'm only going to kill Pizza Hut.
Is it because I said I like Pizza Hut?
No, I'm killing Pizza Hut because they fucking moved out of Philadelphia and I had a coupon for free pizza. And all the fucking Pizza Huts in Philadelphia shut down. So at this point, fuck them and they can suck a dick.
Wait, the whole entire?
All the fucking Pizza Huts in Philadelphia are gone. So you know what they can do? They can choke on a fat one.
She needs a hug, everybody. I don't know if the viewers can hear. My sister needs a hug.
All I wanted was stuffed crust pizza, but they will never get my money again. They won't be like T-Mobile. They won't never see my motherfucking money, all right? Listen, that's on that. I don't even... Papa John's, I ain't have it so long, but I'm not marrying neither one of them. So they both going to be sneaky links.
Oh my goodness.
I hate her so damn much.
Papadillas, though. That's like it's like a quesadilla, but they call it a papadilla. I never had it, but I'm going to try it one day.
I never had that either. But that sounds
I like just like it because it say papadilla. Like, ooh, papadilla.
Oh, shoot. Papadilla. I would marry Pizza Hut. I would fuck Domino's. And I would shoot Papa John's. I'm not going to really go into explanation because it's the same lineup as Monique's, basically, except for Domino's tastes like cardboard, but it's still more bearable than Papa John's. I hate the fact that Papa John's put their toppings on the bottom and then their cheese on top. What the fuck is that? I hate that. I don't know if it's a South thing, but say it again.
She disappeared. I would just also like to add in.
Papa John's ever done that?
Yeah, they do that down here. They put the toppings, like they put the dough, then they put the sauce, then they put the toppings, and then they'll put the cheese. And then it's kind of hard to pick the toppings off because you got to pick the cheese to get the freaking toppings off.
I think it's the sky, so you don't know how much pepperoni they actually put on that fucking pizza.
Jasmine, I just think whoever is making your pizza just fucking hates you because I never had no pizza like
no,
that.
No, seriously. Like, never in my life have I had that shit.
And maybe they do. Maybe.
Did you get a Chicago-style pizza?
Maybe I fucked their man or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, you know, I said I would fuck him. So I would fuck him. Maybe I did. I don't know. Anyways. Ask this because, you know, spill it, sis. I don't know. Maybe you should just log off. But we have gotten an email, guys. Her name is Amber Riley. And I think that's how you say last name. Anyways, it says, "Hi, I enjoy listening to your show as I drive to work in the morning. I find your views to be interesting on certain topics. As a word of advice, consistency is key because I see a lot of potential in your show and I'm a huge fan. The question I have for y'all today are what are some bedroom tips you have for your listeners? I've been married for almost 3 years and we've known each other for almost 10. Never really had an issue when it comes to the bedroom, but lately the vibe has been off due to the past yet recent infidelity. What is something I can do for my man to get the spice back?
Break up with him. What?
Now.
Break up.
Now. Well, I think it would depend on like what they sex life, what they doing. Is they incorporating toys? Is they using some?
Fits, some sexy outfits.
That's what I was getting at. Sexy outfits. Maybe some chains and whips. Get into some, you know, some of that goody good stuff. Maybe get you a nice paddle.
Who cheated on who? Who was the cheater?
I think, yeah, I was about to say, there's not, like, a lot of details, but she didn't say who cheated on who and stuff like that, but I feel
I think they're the ones who need maybe to get the spanky.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if it's really, like, something, maybe they can, like, if they're comfortable with it, they could probably try to incorporate a threesome. I'm not for it. You're not gonna touch my man. But, you know, it's, other people like shit like that. So, like, I would suggest, like, trying to figure out what type of thing that they're into, like, what they haven't tried. I know she didn't explain, like, what they have been doing. But, like, I think just, like, some of those things will spice things up a little bit.
Yeah, because, well, 13 years is a long time. We have the same dick now. So, y'all hope you have been. But if you haven't, try role playing. You know, that's, like, probably one of the easiest things. Like, just role play out or ask each other, you know, questions like, what's your fantasy, and then try to fulfill that for each other, because people fantasies change. What have been his fantasy a long time ago, or, you know, what have been her fantasy maybe last year or 2 years ago may not be her fantasy now. So, you know, ask questions like that, and then, like she said, you know, go to the sex store and just shit, you don't have to buy anything, just browse and just get a hint, or, like, just see what's actually out there and what you're willing to try or what you're not willing to try and stuff like that. You know, they have, like, games where you can just, like, they have dice with different sex positions on it, and you can just roll it and you act out that sex position. So it's, like, spontaneous. Oh, you do this, you do that type of situation. They have, you know, different candies, different rings and jellies and fun things. So, yeah.
And I would just like to add, with the role-playing thing, I did like that you had said that. I had seen one time where, like, this couple had went to a bar and, like, he had picked her up, quote unquote, like, she was dressed in, like, a wig and a cute little dress, and, like, gave her the room key. You know how people do sometimes. So, like, I think they could probably try something like that. And don't make sex a chore.
Oh, that's important. I like that. I like that. I think that's hard for people, though, because, you know, especially if you've been with somebody for a long time, you're probably definitely thinking, like, am I pleasing them? Are they used to this? Like, is this, like, you know, what they really, like, want? Have I changed? Am I too much still the same? Like, is people, like, when people, especially when you've been somebody and, like she said, it's been infidelities, it's kind of hard to get your mind off of just that alone. And so, like I said, I guess it's important about who did what first, or who did what of anything, because that person has to get over that. You have to forgive them, and then y'all have to move on from that. So it's going to be hard to even try to get any type of spice in the bedroom, because it's going to be fake if everything's not clear and put out on the table.
I agree. Monique?
Yeah, no, I stand by what I said.
Oh, okay.
no, that's just it. Whoever cheated on who, the bedroom, there's no need for spice, because y'all need to break up. That's what I think.
Well, you got to remember, it's not a breakup because they're married.
Yeah.
That's a divorce. So although there may have been infidelities, I feel like when you marry, you kind of got to try to work through some shit. Like, I don't know if they did counseling. Like, I understand that the first thing would be to break up, but, like, maybe you don't always know somebody's situation. I don't condone cheating at all, but, like, I feel like at some times you do got to try to see what can be fixed. Like, if it's constant cheating, I agree with you, break up. But, like, shit happens sometimes. People go through rough patches. You never really know. So I think it's easier to judge, you know. I still stand on the fact that I don't condone cheating. And if you cheat on me, you're either going to get left or you're going to get your feelings hurt.
So I feel like, I don't know, 13 years is a very, very long time to where, like, some people just naturally grow apart. So that may be the case in this situation. Like, you just probably naturally grew apart. But you have to, like I said, be honest and realize that sometimes people just do shit to people. And that's just also them just being human. Hell, maybe you cheated before, you just didn't get fucking caught. Like, you know, it's just, I don't know. But 13 years is a long ass time. So if this is, like, the first time a situation like this occurred, I definitely think you shouldn't just up and leave. But if it was, like, a reoccurring situation, absolutely. Like, why are you even still dealing with that? I wouldn't even marry into that. So
you definitely got to have the self-esteem to, like, not accept somebody cheating on you because it's not okay. There's no excuse for cheating, and I fucking hate that. It was an accident. Yeah. You don't accidentally stick your dick in anything.
And I don't think there is no such thing as an accident. I just am a firm believer in, like, temptation happens. Maybe because I have cheated, you know. But, like, temptation happens. Shit happens. It happens. People do shit to people. Nobody's perfect. And, like, nobody is, like, the shit enough for somebody to not get cheated. Like how Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. Honey, nobody is Beyonce except for Beyonce.
However, there are plenty of people who don't get cheated on. And people always come down to looks. Like, you
know. Well, where are they at? I don't think it has nothing to do with looks either. I don't.
But what I'm saying is, like, you said that even Beyonce get cheated on.
Well, I don't mean that as, like, a look situation. Like, it could be, and I mean, if that's what they take it as, that could be that. But I'm saying, like, as far as, like, if it's a money situation, still Beyonce. If it's a look situation that you want to say, it's Beyonce, like a rhythm situation. Like, you know what I'm saying? As that kind of situation. I'm not saying, like, oh, she looks the most greatest thing, because Beyonce is not the most beautifulest woman in the world. So that's not even the case for, I don't believe so anyway. But
like that, because the beehive will
We're about to get canceled before we even get established. Because
I don't give a damn, honey. I am a barb to heart, and I am a firm believer that the beehive ain't even fucking with the barbs.
All right, we're not even about to start this fucking debate. Exactly.
No, we're not. We're not. But still, anyways, I don't know. I feel like if it's a one-time thing, it happened only this time, go ahead and work through it if you can. If you can't, be honest with yourself and say, I can't, and move on. Or if you are the person that cheated and you can't stop cheating, or you don't want to stop, also be honest with your spouse and tell them that you can't, so that you can stop wasting their time.
Right, because I feel like a lot of times people who get cheated on become very insecure and feel like they're not doing enough in sex. But baby, best believe there is somebody the fuck out there who still thinks that you was bad and that they gonna want you. So don't ever let nobody make you feel like you was not good enough.
Right.
Because you're good enough to somebody. Maybe they don't deserve you anymore.
That's true. That's true. And then I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's like when men get older, I don't know how old they are either, but when men get older, they automatically don't, like, they automatically want to dump their, like, 45, 50-year-old wife, you know, 60-year-old wife, and go run off and go be a sugar daddy to some young girl who coochie probably still smells like urine. What is up with that? Or, you know, it may be the other way around. If, like, you know, the dude is a little bit more worser off as far as age and situation wise, like, the woman want to go get a divorce and basically milk him for whatever the fuck is left and go be a sugar mama in Jamaica and play how Stella got her goddamn groove back. So I don't know what all this crazy stuff. Y'all spend most of y'all prime together, and then you get older and you just decide, like, oh, did something wrong, I don't want to do this no more, or oh, I'm bored, I'm just gonna go fuck up. Like, it's just, it's weird.
It's life. Shit happens.
And that it does. Shout out to Shippensburg University. Shit happens.
Okay, moving on. We shall be
moving on. We want to thank y'all for listening and tuning into Sipping with Sisters. And we're going to end this on how everybody feels right now. So, Monique, how are you feeling?
I'm not going to lie. I just smoked a roach because my blunt's not all the way dry, and I've never been so high in my life. So that's how I'm feeling.
Nice.
Good. So you're feeling high. You're feeling high. Sierra, you say you're feeling nice and good.
No, I didn't say that. I was saying nice and good to her.
Oh, okay. I don't know what it is, but roachy blunts do definitely get you way higher than the actual. I guess because the THC was already released and then it's sitting there for a little bit and then you light it back up and yeah. But true facts coming from Pothead University. Say no.
Sierra, how are you feeling?
About to go do some work, so let's not talk about it.
So hi, let's not talk about it. And
what'd you say, girl?
Hi, let's not talk about it. And
deuce.
That's how you're feeling?
All righty. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Hi. Hi. Let's not talk about it. Deuce, deuce. Deuce. No, we got to do that again because I don't even
hear. I don't even hear Sierra.
All right, Sierra wasn't saying it.
1, 2, 3. Hi. Let's not talk about it.
Deuce, deuce.
Oh my God, y'all fucking suck.
First of all, no, y'all wasn't even on cue together. I wanted no fucking part of that. Just like I didn't want any part of my graduation when they fucked up that song. I'm gonna back the fuck up. I don't got nothing to do with
it. Let's try it one more time.
Gosh.
3, 2, 1. Hi. Let's not. Where the hell?
That was even worse that time.
We're just gonna fucking go. I hate you guys.
And this is my sister. Goodbye. We are out. Goodbye.